On the phone with me this afternoon from Crookston, Minnesota, is Irene Bertels. And good afternoon, Irene. How are you on this January day?
Doing fine, thank you.
Good. Now, before we get to our interview with Irene, I want to mention she has an exhibit on display right now. It's called Retrospective. That's at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council's gallery in the Riverwalk Artist Gallery and Shop in downtown East Grand Forks. So if you have a chance, stop on by and take a look. It's called Retrospective at the Arts Council's gallery in downtown East Grand Forks. Well, we'll go back to my first question, Irene, which is one I use quite often on the air. I call this my table setter. Where are you from?
I am originally from Moorhead, Cragness, outside of Moorhead.
Oh, just north on Highway 75, sure.
Yes.
Now, there's a famous building there, that big white house. I believe it's a bed and breakfast, isn't it?
It was. It used to be my aunt and uncle's, so.
Oh,
yes,
really?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. So you were in that home quite often?
Yes, I was.
Okay.
Back before it got renovated. And
yeah.
It was a family home then of seven kids. So.
Sure. So were you a farm girl raised on the farm?
Yes. Yes, I was.
So you were out there helping with the entire family, huh?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay. And outside of being an artist now, what do you do for a living, Irene?
Well, actually, I am a stay-at-home mom. We adopted our last and youngest child, and she has special needs, so
okay.
I am at home with her.
So you keep very busy that way, too. As far as education goes now, were you trained in art anywhere?
Briefly. The high school at Moorhead High had an awesome art department, and
mm-hmm.
then the first year and a half at Moorhead State, I had taken art classes.
So in that time when you were in high school at Moorhead High and Moorhead State, were there individuals at those two institutions that were helpful for you as mentors or guides in your endeavors in art?
Yes. Actually, the whole department was very good at Moorhead State.
Okay.
My art instructors that I did have, and we had a very good art instructor at Moorhead High at the time I was going there as well.
Is it safe to describe you as a painter?
I know when I do mostly pastels.
Okay.
And some people call that painting. Some people call it more of a drawing. But I would classify myself as a painter.
And what kind of art do you produce? Describe that for us.
Mostly it is representational. I am trying to get a little more, so it's realistic right now. I'm trying to loosen up a little bit and have it more impressionistic.
Okay.
But that is a slow process.
There are people that inspire you?
Actually, my inspiration wasn't from a person. It was more from nature itself. So I just was compelled to record what I saw and what I felt. There wasn't any particular person.
It sounds as though that was a big influence back on the farm. You really enjoyed your time on the farm, and nature was a big part of that.
Yes, it was, very much.
And what kind of awards or recognition have you received? The Northwest Minnesota Arts Council?
Name of it. The one that they, every spring, they have a
showing. Oh, sure, yes, yes. Last year's was in Middle River, wasn't it, I believe?
Yes. And I have gotten some awards through there.
Okay. Is that something that you like, or are you kind of quiet and not really looking for that kind of accolade?
I'm kind of quiet, but it's been a good push for me.
Okay.
To keep producing, because when you're out in the public, then at least it makes you more accountable.
Sure.
To continue doing.
Now, we talked about the Arts Council on the air here for a number of years, 5 years every Tuesday, and I've heard stories from many, many people about how the Arts Council has assisted them in their work within their field. And how has the Arts Council helped you, Irene, in your efforts?
I guess mainly, like I said, it's just been they're extremely encouraging. They're always there if you have any questions for things. I have not applied for any of the grants, but that has been encouraged for me to do as well. They're really good advocates for the arts,
mm-hmm.
and they just really are very encouraging. And it's helped me to become aware of other artists around and have connections with them.
I've asked this of other artists as well. Now, when you sit down to paint or draw, do you have something specific in mind most of the time, or do you come to the canvas just raring to go and starting and going from there to wherever?
It's a little of both. It just depends on where I'm at in that process. Sometimes I have a definite thing that I want to record, so then I will go for that. But other times it's just fun to sit and see what comes out. And mm-hmm. I've done that, and you can kind of tell on some of my pieces which ones those are.
Now, you mentioned nature, too. Is that something where it's a combination of landscape and creation, animals, or is it specifically something in what you do?
It is a combination. I love doing animals. The landscapes has been something that I've been doing more of in the last years. I also really enjoy doing people, just seeing the uniqueness of everybody that there is. Nothing is the same, and that's kind of what I like about nature. There's nothing that is exact, and there's detail in every last little thing that there is.
That's a great point. Each sunset is very different, isn't it? Or sunrise, yeah.
Yep.
Now, when you do produce this work of art and people see what you do and the reaction to what you do and all those positive things that you hear from them, that has to make you feel really good.
Yeah, it definitely helps, and it's not always needed. Sometimes it's more therapeutic to do art than it is for recognition.
Well, especially with your busy life, as you mentioned. Again, Irene Bertels is on the phone from Crookston. She has an exhibition on display now. It's called Retrospective. It's currently open at the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council's gallery and a gift shop. That's in downtown East Grand Forks at the Riverwalk Artist Gallery. Well, Irene, time has been just flying by for us. I really appreciate the time in the chat today. And a reception is being held for Irene. That's on Saturday, February 13th at the gallery in East Grand Forks from 3:30 until 5. Again, that reception for Irene Bertels is Saturday, February 13th at the Arts Council Gallery, East Grand Forks from 3:30 until 5 p.m. And thank you so much, and nothing but the best, and I hope to talk again in the future, all right?
Thank you very much.
Irene Bertels of Crookston, our guest today on the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council update on Pioneer 90.1. To find out more about the Arts Council, check out their website at northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, northwestminnesotaartscouncil.org, or contact them. They're based in Warren, Minnesota, and their phone number there in Warren is area code 218-745-9111, 218-745-9111. Our update every Tuesday just after 3 on Independent Public Radio, Pioneer 90.1.